Okay, we're now ready to move on to our last topic, which is a three-piece chart. Titled is the summary of the 10-year, over 10 years of the Dow Industrials versus 30-year bond yields or rates versus the Vanguard long-term Treasury bond prices, and the charts are in that order. And you'll see that the first chart we show the rise in the Dow Jones Industrial Average during those great days when in the 96, 97, 98 time period, or a setback in 98, then another recovery, then the topping pattern into the dot-com revolution top, decline into the 03, 02, 03 bottom, recovery in the new high in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and then they kind of took out the low coming down into 07, which is sort of a neat trick, you know, where you scare everybody. And then it's come up, and then this chart is as of the 19th of March, so it's pretty much where we are. We expect a little a pullback in here, and then we're going to go up to the 20th, and then I think we're going to go start turning choppy. And the choppiness that we're going to get here is going to be similar to what we saw in the latter part of 07. Sharp decline, but a token new high, and so forth. Now, going back to the previous charts relative to the rate tees, I've drawn some vertical lines in the green. They don't exactly correspond, but you do see some correspondence in the period where we had the 98 correction. You know, that was in October. You can see that the bottom in the Dow Jones Industrial Average pretty well corresponded to a low in rates. The rate, this is this 46.90, that means it's 4.69% was the yield. And you can see that represented a decline of, you know, a very steady decline in bonds, which eventually provided a rate yields on somebody's imaginary illusion that the growth was it is sort of an anticipatory of the correction that you're going to get in 1998. If you go to the there's a sharp decline in late 01, you can see that also corresponds to a drop in sharp drop in interest rates. That would suggest that people were starting to move into the bonds in large mass as a defensive move, and when you buy a lot of bonds, you push the you buy a lot of bonds, the price goes up, but the bond yields go down. So we're dealing here with yields. The next low in yields is 4.13%, and that occurs in early 03, but you see it does not correspond with the actual low in the market. And that's if you look at the rate tees, you'll see what happens is that as bond prices come from a high down towards a low, there's at some point they get down far enough and they trigger an interest in the stock market, but it's not necessarily at the low. It can happen on the way down, so that there's no real correspondence. So if you see anytime you see declining interest rates, such as going into 05, you see that the rates are driving from what would be 5.539, 5.597, down to eventually 4.151%. That is the that decline in interest rates is gradually making the bonds less attractive, and it's setting the stage for a turn up. You don't see any particular bottom in the green, follow the green line above that in early 05, mid 05. You don't see an actual low, but it is a low. And then when you go to the early 09 period, you can see what happened was that as the Dow started to fall, first interest rates came down a little bit, and then they just sort of plunged into, you know, once they found out that there was a really, really serious problem. And that's because people flooded the bond market with money, and which they did not do in gold. Okay, it's very important to remember this, that when they got into a crisis, they went for the bonds, they put a lot of money in the bonds, the rates in the bonds fell, and the falling rates in the bonds made common stocks eventually appear attractive, and so you eventually had a turn in the stock market. The rate tees are more interesting if they can get them to be working out right, because they actually project the date at which this climactic reversal, where rates are going to suddenly get low enough to trigger a stock market rally, a concern. But we have so much information on market tops now in T theory that, you know, we get that little new short range T for the, on the short term charts, and we have the whole host of this, the first, second, third bullish T in the short term charts, the 1 year, they're 280 day charts at the foundation site. And we have a top in May. We have another one in the late August. So we pretty much know where the tops in the markets are. And we know that market tops, interest rates tend to be high. You can see that if you just look at the corresponding numbers in here. So if you're a market top and you want to buy bonds, you're going to get the highest rate you can get return. And then we know that as those rates decline, that from those tops, that should prove a boost to the investment portfolio that owns those high yield bonds, because declining bond yields correspond to a rise in stock and bond prices. And you can see that now if you just slide down and you just look at the yields versus the price of the VUSTX bond fund, you can see that you know, every time you hit a low in yields, the first one you have a low in 96, you know, bond prices have been, bond yields have been following, and you look down and you see the bond prices have been rising to the price there is 5.15. And then you see it pulled back to the moving average. The green moving, all these moving averages are basically 357 days. And so you come back and you find the support and bottoms, the green moving average, which is noted by moving average supports bond prices. And then as rates start to decline, bond prices turn up. And when bond yields go down, it says 46.90, but it means 4.69%. You get a rise in this bond fund up to $6.63. And, you know, that's coming from $4.60. So if you take the ratio of $6.63 and divide it by $4.60, you're talking about real money as capital gains in that bond fund as rates require. Now, if you skip, let's just follow it through here. You have another decline into the general period of 2000, and that is a we don't know why you went down in the 99 period, but the rates came back up into 2000, presumably because they thought the dot-com revolution was going to take off and there was going to be big explosion in business and rates were going to have to rally. But during that time period, bonds came down and they went slightly below the VUSTX moving average, went slightly below. That turned out to be a good buy zone for a rise as bond yield, once that top in 2000 was broken, then the expectations were basically that you were in trouble. Yields started to move down. Bond prices started to move up, culminating in the it depends on whether you wanted to say that there was a bottom in late 01 or you wanted to go into early 03. But you have the peaks corresponding to the lows and the yields. And then you came back and you found more support at, for example, in late 03 at 757 in the VUSTX bond fund. There was another bottom later on. And you follow up at the blue line there, and you keep saying every time you get under there, you're in a buy zone, okay? And you can see that we've been pushing down into the underneath that blue line, so you're in a buy zone for long-term government bonds in anticipation that something bad will happen and then they will spring up. Well, we haven't seen anything bad happen yet, but you know, if the May 20th is one candidate for something bad happening, and August 26th is another bad event, so if you can find them in there, those would be the places that you would look for a purchase, and then you would try to get the capital gains on the price appreciation going into whatever the problem, when people recognize the problem. That's the essence of the best bond strategy flipped over from high yield bonds into high quality bonds. Now, questions is, people have come up and said, well, you know, supposing we have this terrible declines, will they still continue to buy government bond funds? You won't have to make that decision. You know, that's an opinion. okay? Because you can watch the moving average. If you notice that the moving average keeps rising all the time, it's that because people keep, no matter how much trouble has been thrown at the market, they will buy bonds. They also will buy gold because gold also has a rising trend in its long-term moving average, but it's a completely different item. And in the crisis in late 08, they wouldn't buy gold, but they would buy bonds. See, so you can tell that if you get a crisis, that American people are not going to run off to, not necessarily going to run off to gold. They would definitely run off to bonds. If bonds turn out to be suspect to any meaningful degree, the bonds will not make this rising bottoms pattern. Okay, so you're going to know it at the time you get there. And since you are presumably going to be watching these charts all the time, you'll be able to notice anything that's unusual. But I would say it's very difficult to get people to not to use high-quality government bond funds, because if you look at the alternatives, gold works, but it works on a different drummer. Okay, so if you find the drummer, that's fine. But the argument against gold is it doesn't pay a dividend, or it doesn't pay a coupon interest. And if you buy government bond funds, they are currently paying, if you look up there, it says 45 to, it says 46 to 47. So it's 40, if it was 40, 46, it's about 46 now. The 46 mean it's 4.6%. I don't know why they don't put the decimal point back in there and make it things a little bit easier. If you draw a T in this interest rate things going from the 58.04 in the 07 period, you'd think that interest rates are going to rise into August and then collapse thereafter. So there's a chance that bonds prices will stay low. Maybe they'll pop up. Maybe they'll pop up one time and then they'll come back down to the low by the time you get into the summer. And at that point, maybe you could get up to 5% on the bonds. But thereafter, if a disaster strikes, the chances are that 5% yield is going to start to drop down into, to 4% or lower, something like that. And that will correspond to a rise in the price of the VUSTX. And if you own VSTUX, it's always good, buy the price low, and then you have to go looking for where is it going to be a high. Well, ideally, you'd like to be able to draw T's in this and make them come out right. But that's going to take us into late this year, or maybe into 2011. By the time we get there, we'll figure out how to do the T's in it so we can get an estimate. But if it's a calamity, a la Arch Crawford, you see what happens is you get these spike ups. You have the spike up in 2003. You have this spike up at the end of 08, and so forth. So you see it's the same thing about the gold. The gold makes this bottom pattern, then it starts to turn up, and it goes into a spike up. So the spike up is where you sell it, but exactly how where the spike up is, T's will not be satisfactory on spike ups because the uncertainty in the top date can't control the emotional spike up. So you're going to have to do that, whereas just follow it up on a daily basis and draw trend lines and, either take a price that it's up high or wait till it cuts it and you have a trailing stop on it or something like that. So in any case, I thought the interest rate, the whole picture is really, really interesting because the more the 40-year cycle goes, the less likely it is that common stocks are going to do you any good. The rate of return on gold is better than it is on stocks, but it runs to a different drummer, so we've done that, so wait for the drummer to show by. Maybe Arch Crawford's right is that when you go into April, it's going to take off. We still don't show that that's the beginning. You have to actually take out, you might go up to the old highs on that one, but what we're really looking for is a break above the old highs, like over 1200. You have to go like something up. It'd be nice to get up to 1200, okay, because then everybody's whole on their investment. But the real breakout is the breakout that goes up to like 1400, and that may not occur until we see problems of the type that are likely to show up in the August time period later this year. And so anyway, this gives us enough stuff. So in future installments, what I'm going to do is just start saying this is I'm going to store this off as a rate T. In the rate T category, and reference it, and then we'll start following these charts and see what we can see, make some sense out of it. And on a long-term project, we'll take care of the rate tees and see what we can do on that point. Okay, that's it for today. If you have some other suggestions or comments, you can send them to me via the email, and that might turn out to be food for thought and later next Sunday when we do something. But that's pretty much depends on the market may present itself with a topic, or maybe somebody sends in a request and we'll get a topic one way or the other. Thank you very much. Enjoy next week. We remember that we'll be looking for some kind of a short-term correction and trying to find the low at the T-Theory Foundation site. Bye-bye.